Oh, I'm gonna lay you down. All day I've been digging. Said all day I've been digging. Well, it started well in the beginning when I had my friends, you had your women, and I turned a blind eye, but deep down I knew there was a storm raging in you. I went straight down to breakdown, it was all thanks to you. I went straight down to this hellhole you put me into. And I'm gonna pay my debt back, I'm gonna pay my dues. I'm gonna pay my debt back, gonna pay it all back to you. Gonna pay it all back to you. Oh, I'm gonna lay you down. Oh, I'm gonna lay you down. All day I've been digging. Said all day I've been digging. Over time it all came down to your hollow heart beating me down. 'Cause you leave me broken, battered and bruised. Couldn't even look me in the eye, see what you made me do. I went straight down to breakdown, it was all thanks to you. I went straight down to this hellhole you put me into. And I'm gonna pay my debt back, I'm gonna pay my dues. I'm gonna pay my debt back, gonna pay it all back to you. Gonna pay it all back to you.
And you were listening to Claire Ann Taylor and her latest album.
It's good, isn't it? Do you like it?
It is. Yeah, I can't wait to just sit down
yep.
and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, it's been playing on my record player all week. I'm really enjoying it. So.
Yeah, and isn't it? It's such a luxury now to just actually get your album, pop it on, and just let it play throughout the house and actually listen to it in its entirety.
Absolutely.
And enjoy.
Yeah.
We've lined up, so going on to the Yak Folk Festival now, Scott Cook, who comes out quite regularly, has been a featured artist.
He has been. Yeah. He's played a couple of shows already, and I do believe he's on it this afternoon down at the Bottom Pub at Yakandanda at the Folk Festival. If you've got your tickets, go down and see him. He's playing.
Or just linger outside.
Linger around because it was a sold out event this year, the Yak Folk Festival. But having said that, you can still go over. I was over there this morning. Like I said, there was a great buzz. You know, the market's on. There's live performances in the main street. There's the youth stage with some young up and coming artists. There's street performers. There's lots of young kids out there busking as well. So it's definitely worth going down to have a look at.
Yeah, the Wurundjeri Primary School has been quite involved with it as well, and yes, being part of the parades and helping and selling food to the hungry hordes.
And, of course, one of their teachers at Wurundjeri is the other half of
This Way North.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, they had to pull out of their show.
They did. Yeah. I think their Friday night one they had to cancel, but they did make up for it yesterday by playing their already programmed their show, but they also put on an extra free show for those that missed out on Friday.
Oh, good girls. They're great, aren't they?
Yes.
Following, we're going to play you one of Scott Cook's songs. Which one did you choose, Maxie?
I picked, this is from Further Down the Line album, with Walk That Lonesome Valley. And then
I've tied it in with Liz Frenchman, who was out previous year with Scott Cook touring. And it was from the album she released then, and I've chosen The Cellar Door, which I thought was very appropriate on a Sunday afternoon, Megs, after a big hospitality week and many people around.
Absolutely.
I think I might be finding The Cellar Door a bit later, the Savo.
And well-deserved to enjoy.
You gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody else can walk it for you. You gotta walk that valley by yourself. Well, there was a slave girl, Isabella Bonfree, sold three times in her youth. She took her child and walked to freedom. She took the name Sojourner Truth. She took a white man to court and won. She said, I'll do anything a man can do, and I'll eat as much as any man if I can get it. If black men will vote, why can't I vote too? She had to walk that lonesome valley. She had to walk it by herself. Had to walk that valley by herself. Then there was a priest named Father Berrigan, trying to make sense of what Jesus said. He heard his country was burning children. He and his friends burned draft records instead. He said, now what if you really meant it? And love your fellow man like you love your Lord. In Pennsylvania, they destroyed warheads, making plowshares out of swords. Dan Berrigan walked that lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk that valley by himself. Without a friend, so far from home, and a body never fit right. Knowing things no one should know. Say, what would you do with this information? Wouldn't it help the world if it were known? Got 11 months in Quantico for starters, with the lights on, naked and alone. Chelsea Manning had to walk that lonesome valley. She had to walk it by herself. Nobody else could walk it for her. She had to walk that valley by herself. If you got to walk that lonesome valley, you gotta walk it by yourself. Nobody else can walk it for you. You gotta walk that valley by yourself. You got to walk that valley by yourself.
Smell of sawdust and lust and a warning more. Dazed by the fragrance of the blackbird hair. Down, down, down through the cellar door. Followed her down, step by step. Breathless under one naked bulb, scared half to death. Follow her now through to heaven's door and welcome that deep dream of sleep, grieve no more. The deluge of memories, nearly 70 years, as we lower her down, 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 down.
were listening to Linda and Vika with Gone Again. They're coming our way.
They are. Wangaratta.
Wangaratta Performing Arts. June, I think it is. June 28th from memory.
So much energy on stage, those two. I love them.
Me too. And I'm hoping that I can go and get to see them because it just reminds me of St Kilda.
Yes.
Yeah, hitting the bars. Now, we've... to add to the busy calendar of everything that's going on, we've got the Golden Horseshoes coming up.
I can't believe it's Easter already next week. So we're in for another massive weekend of festival fun, live music, good food and holidays.
I saw the ladies out in their Olden Day dresses today parading up and down the street.
Spruiking the festival. That all kicks off next Friday. Good Friday, the Golden Horseshoe Festival for the long weekend. We've got the wonderful Raging Moby playing at Tanswell's next Friday night, which will be an absolute party.
And did I see, am I my left boot heading back here
I
soon?
Think that's a Fool's Gold on April the 1st. They've got a little mini music festival within itself at Tanswell. So that will be pumping all weekend.
Local boys returning home.
That's right, yes.
But keeping to the Golden Horseshoes Festival, we've got wonderful Pete Dennehy and the Surreal McCoys.
They're always fun.
And Megan and I were just talking about one of a couple of Pete Dennehy's songs. One that we find quite pertinent at the moment's the one about teenagers. Maybe.
So real. If you've got teenagers, you'll understand.
It's a good go-to and put on in the car and just watch them pull that face.
Yes. So Pete will be playing a couple of times throughout Saturday on the main stage.
And then there's also the Baker Boys have come to play. They'll be on Easter Saturday, also on the Camp Street stage.
Wonderful. And to Saturday morning, the Beechworth Football Netball Club are hosting their fun run, kicking off at 9 o'clock down at Balaclava Road. If you need to get up and do a little bit of exercise to start your Easter weekend.
Gosh, there's a lot of, it's been great actually. There's a lot of fitness involved with fundraising and festivals at the moment. We've just had the Bridge Walk.
That's happening too right now,
This weekend, which is happening with the prevention of suicide. And quite a few locals are also doing Laps for Life, which is youth suicide in the area as well. It's nice. It's really nice to see the community getting out.
That's right. And you're exercising and you're raising money for a good cause as well.
And enjoying our wonderful autumn weather.
Yes. So... back to the festival activities. Of course, we'll have the Rotary Craft Market at the Queen Victoria Park on Saturday between 9 and 3. Quirkus Flea Market will be up at the other end of Ford Street. That will be happening from 8 till 3 p.m.
The much anticipated Sunday egg hunt. I know the young people coming in from the brewery festival were talking about that very eagerly.
Perfect. We've got the Albury Wodonga Pipe Band. They usually roam around the streets playing the bagpipes.
And hanging out on the rock, don't they? They
do a little bit of a show on the rock at Queen Victoria Park. There's a show and shine happening in Ford Street from the old Cranks Club, Animal Nursery, face painting. Of course, there's roaming performers heading around the streets and the big parade at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, which they're saying has got the light horse reenactment, which is always wonderful. I think they've got the farrier putting the golden horseshoes on the horse as well.
The big Chinese dragon. I hope the drummers come. You know, they've got the big drums and things like that. Anyway, it's always a great weekend in Beechworth. One of my favourites. Very busy, but very... good fun.
Something
anyway.
On every day. Something
Absolutely.
On every day. So that brings us to our next lot of music. What have we got next?
Oh, we're just going to chill out a little bit with the lovely sounds of Ruby Gill from her album, I'm Going to Die With a Frown on My Face. We love that title. we might play two songs because we've got it on the vinyl. So we'll play... the lovely song, I've Got to Be Profound Today.
That is becoming a bit of a favourite on this show.
It is. And the next song will be Anchor. So this is Ruby Gill on Indigo FM.
I've got one request, it's simple. Please don't let the people in. I am nursing an intolerance for social interaction, and I'm looking for the answers in the shaking of my thumbs, in the changing of the seasons, in the things I haven't done. We're gonna need a bigger blanket, everybody's getting cold, and I can't seem to find the solution, and the narrative is old. Your enjoyment is important, your employment even more so. So get up and wash the dishes, put your face on, hit the road. We're gonna need a bigger blanket, everybody's getting cold, and I can't seem to find the solution, and the narrative is old. And I don't wanna disappoint you, I must see. To be profound today, and now I'm scared you'll see. Well, I think maybe you think too much of me. I forgot to be profound today, and now I'm scared you'll see. Well, I think maybe you think too much.
Anchor me down. Dirt by drag, leave me to you when I was a
You're listening to Indigo Bites with Greta and Megan on a sunny Sunday afternoon.
It's just nice to sit back here and relax for an hour and listen to some good music after a hectic weekend.
Yeah, I think we were getting too chilled, Megan. We've looked at the time and there's only 15 minutes.
I know. It certainly goes quick, doesn't it?
It does. Time flies. So we just played for you. We had quite a lineup. We started with the brand new Heavies and Sometimes, which was a bit of a throwback to getting caught in peak hour traffic around Punt Road and putting something a bit chilled on.
Yes.
And that was followed by Faithless, which, what did you choose off Faithless, Dance?
Oh, look, it was called Evergreen, yes.
Potluck.
Yep.
And
then we had some of the Waifs as well.
Yeah, nice to revisit the Waifs.
Always like to throw some of them in there.
Now, the Old Stone Hall has been busy little bees too. They've had an art exhibition on. There's so much art and culture
I know.
At the moment.
It's amazing. Yep.
That was Still Life, Love and Love. Well, did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct. That's happening at the Old Stone Hall till April 2nd.
Yeah, and we've also got on Thursday night, they've got a chamber trio coming to the Old Stone Hall, where the water lies,
where the water meets. Yes,
meets. They're from Tasmania.
Yes, that looks really good. Like we've mentioned it on previous shows, we've seen a few acts down at the Old Stone Hall, and it's a beautiful venue, great sound, and Erin does an amazing job using that space for art and live music in Beechworth. So.
This actually sounds really interesting, Max. They've described it as a musical journey to the heart of the wilderness where the water meets, coming from Tasmania. A captivating chamber folk trio that seamlessly blends folk, world and classical genres into a cinematic soundscape like no other. Now, that's a nice way to start your Easter weekend. I think that's just setting up the vibe.
It certainly is. And you can purchase tickets through the Old Stone Hill Facebook page. They'll have a link on there to purchase tickets. So get down there and support the local live music in Beechworth.
Doors open at 6 p.m. for drinks, which are local drinks, local brews. And the show is... It starts at 7 and is finished by 8:30, very civilised. And $45 per ticket for over 18s, and under 18s are $10.
Perfect. Well, that sounds really good. We're going to throw a little bit of Sal Kimber on because she relates down and does a lot of work down at the Old Stone Hall with Erin promoting live music.
She does. Job around and town. And she's been doing a fair bit of touring too herself lately. Previously with Goanna, she was showing Howard's Goanna just before the Yes vote.
Yes.
And I think she's off tour. She's been doing a bit more touring since she mentioned when we were at the last show.
Well, we need to petition to get her to be up here playing in Beechworth.
Yeah, that'd be good to see Sal in Beechworth again. And after Sal, we've got a Melbourne artist, Jen Clower. Who has been doing? She's done work with Courtney Barnett.
Yes,
I think who you've noticed is playing guitar on this CD.
Yes,
this
she
album.
Is. Yep.
She's also she's a bit of an institution. She's a good age, Jen Clower, coming into one that's the same vintage. She's been around a good era of Melbourne music.
Wonderful. So let's play them, and I reckon we'll
time
have to, wrap
to
it up.
Go. Yeah. It's gone too quickly.
Anyway, we'll play the next two tracks, and then we'll have a quick little chat before we go.
Face, especially after dark. You won't ever hear my voice, don't let my dogs move back. You won't ever see my car driving down the road, 'cause I that's been untold. I'll be on my rocking chair. I'll be on my rocking chair. I once had a true love, and a true love I didn't know. We would walk to the top of the hill while the moon was sinking low, just to watch the rise with the mist upon our skin. Now when I start rocking, that's when you begin. I'll be on my rocking chair. I'll be on my rocking chair. I'll be on my.
And this is bringing us to the close of Indigo Bites. We can't dilly-dally because they've got the Yakandanda Folk Festival doing live broadcasts. That was Jen Clower and Sal Kimber, as before mentioned.
And that is us for another fortnight. So we hope you've enjoyed a little bit of chilled afternoon, Sunday afternoon, listening to Indigo Bites on Indigo FM. And happy Yak Folk Festival to everyone.
And happy Easter. We'll see you on the other side.
See you then.
This morning, didn't know who I was. I looked at the room and didn't know where.